Welcome to another edition of Run Talk SA, hosted by Mr. Active, David Katz, where we chat everything to do with running from a South African perspective. Don't forget, you can be in touch too. Just search for Run Talk SA on social media.
Welcome to this week's edition of Run Talk SA. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active, doing the interview this week from Cycle Zone out in Rosebank. So if you hear a bit of music or stuff, it's a bit of a scene setter. And I'm joined this week by a very special guest by the name of Derek Marsis. And people in the running scene up in Johannesburg and actually throughout the country will know his name very well. He's associated with the JEPI Quandrum Athletics Club. They're the club I did Comrades with a couple of years ago, and does some really good work there with the club in terms of coaching and training and bringing those guys through. And it's just such an important role. So, Derek, just welcome onto the show and thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's good to be on the show.
Well, Derek, before we go into more about coaching and relationships, and I want to talk about the club system in this country because it's phenomenally strong and it's just so incredible that support you get in the club. But in terms of you and your running background, I know you do a bit of triathlon as well. Just give us a bit of your running pedigree, how you got into it, some of your career highlights.
Yeah, I've been running for 45 years. So I started way back in 1970. I've been running marathons, shorter distance races, comrades. Basically, I've done all distances right from the track right through to comrades. My best years were from the mid-70s to the mid-80s. I was quite competitive, especially over the marathon and two oceans type distances. I have a 2:17 marathon to my name, and yeah, a number of gold medals in the ultra distance races. Comrades is never the race that suited my style of running, but I have completed the comrades on four occasions. And in the last 15 years, I've been very much involved with coaching. And then more recently, appointed as JEPI's official coach. I think it's now about 3 years that I've been JEPI as a coach. I had joined JEPI about 15 years ago, so I have been with the club for a good time.
Derek, tell me about that. I mean, that's some phenomenal running and some really quick stuff. That transition for you personally from saying, look, I was decent, I understand this, to going into coaching, sort of how did that come about? And what does that mean to you to be able to take this passion and this ability you have and share that with others?
Yeah, I've always been a student of running, and right from the beginning when I started running in the early 70s, I researched training programs and how to train properly. I realized that it's one thing to have a bit of talent, but if you train properly, then you can achieve. In those days, of course, we didn't have the internet, so we had to buy books from the local bookstores to get to know about training. And it's always been a passion of mine to understand the principles of training. I applied them to my own running career. And then as I started to have success, people asked me about whether I would help them, and that's how one thing led to the other. And when I got a little bit too old to compete, injuries and a few other things stopped me competing as a runner itself, I then started to share that knowledge with the club I was with at that time, which was Johannesburg Harriers. And then when I joined JEPI, I did the same, and it's really, really very fulfilling to help people achieve their goals from a running perspective. And my philosophy is that structured training works for everybody. People often say, I'm not fast enough to do speed work or proper training, but in reality, everybody benefits from a structured training program. And that's why we have seen such a huge growth at JEPI in the last couple of years, because runners like to come to the club and not have to think about what they're doing. There is a program in place and different running groups that they can run with, so every speed is catered for.
Derek, I mean, that is fantastic. And you, I am on park there with you. And it really, people, that's the thing. You can go out, you can run, anyone can do that. But that structure is so important, adding those levels. We've got a podcast we work on, the Ask Coach Perry podcast, a colleague of yours.
Yes.
Same questions all the time. And, you know, structure is what people need. Moving to the club system, though, because that's where you get a lot of structure in this country. We have a phenomenal club system in this country. What do you think it is that makes it so special?
I think that the club structure, again, came through a race like the Comrades, and people joining clubs to hear from guys who'd done the Comrades, because the Comrades is a very daunting race. You don't just wake up one morning and say, well, I'm going to do Comrades. People joined the clubs to actually get that information. And I think that is really how that club structure in South Africa grew. As Comrades grew, so the clubs grew. And there were always clubs around for guys who did cross country, track, and some of the shorter distance road races. But I think Comrades was instrumental in getting the club structure up and running. The key is what the club actually does for the athlete. This is where I think JEPI has a very, very unique situation, in that we have a training program and people can come to JEPI and train 6 days out of seven. You know that there's going to be someone at the club Tuesday to Friday at 5 a.m. in the morning, and on the weekends at 6 a.m. So you can go and train with like-minded people. And of course, I think the big thing is to make sure that the club caters for all different levels of runners.
Derek, you mentioned, you touched on Comrades, and of course, as you are right, it is synonymous with the club scene. And, you know, you can't enter Comrades without being associated to a club. But also some of the bigger clubs, you mentioned JEPI, I know RAC, all the big clubs, they have fantastic support for you at these bigger races. But there are multiple benefits to joining clubs. What are some of the key, I mean, of course, in this country, security, safety is an issue. What are some of the key benefits to joining a club?
I think some of the key benefits joining a club, and I'm going to speak especially about JEPI because that's where I'm involved in, is that you cater right from the beginner runner right through to the Comrades runner, and then people who actually want to achieve in terms of performances. When somebody wants to start out running, whether it be a marathon, Two Oceans, or Comrades, they need to get that guidance from somewhere. But they can't simply come to a club and join up with guys who have been running 10 or 20 Comrades, because they certainly won't be able to keep up. So it's very, very important that the clubs have a structure in place that caters for the beginner runners. We noticed that about 3-4 years ago, and we started a very specific beginners group that we call our fledglings. And some of those people have started off with 5K runs and have now completed Comrades. Last year we had something like 35 odd novice runners at JEPI who tackled Comrades, and I think that shows that the people want a place where they can go to as a beginner and move through the ranks to get their final Comrades finish or whatever it might be.
Now, you touched on an important point there as well, because a lot of people look at the club system and they think, oh, it's too advanced, I can't run that pass. So that structure and that different pacing is so important. And we've had a huge surge in running in this country recently, and in a large part to do with the park runs, running that 5K. It's brought a whole bunch of people into the sport, but they get to that 5K, then where do they go? So a good club structure is a good logical next step for them.
It is, definitely. I think the park run system that we have in the country, and it's obviously a worldwide phenomenon now, is fantastic, because people were often put off of joining a club because it was seemed too structured, and it seemed that everyone at the club was doing 21 Ks and above. So somebody who just wanted to start off with doing a 5 kilometer run walk in their local park, not having to worry about entry fees and all of that kind of thing, park runners really, really brought that dynamic to running. And it's incredible how many of those people then go on to join clubs. But it is really, really important that the club caters for all different speeds and abilities. We, for example, at JEPI, we have a walking group, we have a beginners group, and then we've got three different schools that we call that run at different running speeds. So literally everybody is catered for, from running 7 minutes a K for 2 or 3 Ks right through to guys who have run 20 or 30 Comrades.
And Derek, what are some of the more common questions you hear within the clubs, what guys are asking? What are the areas that people are battling with and tend to need help with?
I think a lot of people are, nutrition is a big thing. You know, today if you go pop into your local pharmacy and you see what's available, they just don't really understand what they should be taking or what they, you know, in terms of supplements and in terms of energy drinks, etc. So I think that is a big thing. The other thing that I find is that beginner runners, they really don't understand how to structured running, where that you have to actually make sure that you load the body with certain stress in terms of training, but you also allow plenty of time to recover, and so that you also get used to the distances that you're running. Where I think if you go back good many years back, the most common thing that would happen to runners, they would join the club and within 3-4 weeks they would be injured because they would be doing too much. So I think that is where the big balance lies, and that is where we rely on guys like myself and the experienced guys in the club to help the newbies with actually understanding what running is about. Because it seems a simple sport, you just go out and run, but it's not really that at all if you want to achieve.
Well, there are multiple benefits to joining a club in this country. Derek, thank you so much for your time today. Some valuable tips and advice there. And good luck with continuing the great work you're doing with JEPI and for running in South Africa in general.
Good. Yeah, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being on the show.
Great. Thanks to Derek. And you were with us on
Thanks
Run Talk much. SA. We'll catch up with you same place, same time next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's Run Talk SA. We love hearing from you, so check us out on social media. Just search for Run Talk SA or email podcast@runtalksa.co.za. You can also advertise your race on our platform. Just go to runtalksa.co.za/race to find out more.